who is she that halteth? Question number 72. Will you please explain Micah 4:6-7? Answer. In that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halteth a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion, from henceforth, even forever. Micah 4:6-7. These verses bring to view three nations, her that halteth, her that is driven out, and her that is afflicted. In the parable of the seed sower, we are told that he that received the seed in two stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon not halting with joy received it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Matthew 13:20-21-23. The difference between the two soils is that the seed in the stony, shallow soil comes up quickly, while the seed in the good, deep soil comes up slowly. From this analogical lesson we see that her that halteth is the one that received seed in good soil, the Christian church. And she is the one that needs to be assembled, because she is scattered and divided in two schisms. Then, when assembled, she will constitute the woman's remnant. Revelation 12:17. She that is driven out can be none other than the 10-tribe kingdom, and she that is afflicted is the 2-tribe kingdom, Judah, as will be seen from reading the 3rd chapter of Micah. Her that halteth, the Christian church, the Lord will make a remnant. He will separate her unlawful children, the tares, from her. And her that was cast far off, the 10-tribe kingdom, he will make a strong nation, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion, from henceforth even forever. Micah 4:7. And unto Judah shall the gathering of the people be. Genesis 49:10. The descendants of these three of her that halteth the early Christian church, plus the converted Gentiles, of her that is driven out the dispersed of Israel the 10-tribe kingdom, and of her that is afflicted the 2-tribe kingdom, Judah, compose the kingdom church. Thus the subjects who are the root of the kingdom are to be converted and gathered from the Christian church, and from the descendants of the two ancient kingdoms, Israel and Judah, and then brought to Mount Zion, because the Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon, to them that know me, behold Philistia and Tyre, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the Highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count, when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there. Selah. Psalms 87:2-6.